Yo, what's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly, and I'm here with some of the top BMX racers in the nation, and I'm just asking them, what is the key to success in BMX? How are you guys? Tell me what you ranked and how you got to this place in BMX.
So basically, I started 2 years ago racing BMX, and mostly just got to do a lot of training, track time. It's very important. And you know, like working your gates, all the straights on the track, the turns. You just gotta work and put effort into it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, basically same thing Ross was saying, you know. Put a lot of hard work in. Come to Big B Super Camp, you know, pay some money, get to train for 2 months, a week, whatever. Put a lot of hard work in. And, get you a bike, come out to the local track. It's Goodyear BMX, probably 30 minutes away from the surprise local out there.
My name is Brandon Delaney, and I'm ninth in the nation, and just training every day and staying with it, and then just have, like, a good mental attitude towards, like, strong mental attitude. So that's about it.
My Zach Larson.
The Mad Dog.
Yeah, whatever you want to say. BMX, it just takes hard work and putting your head to it, and then you'll get dedication, and you'll get where you want to be.
And you're third in the nation?
14th in the nation and third in the nation. I race two bikes.
Nice.
My name is Caden Ireland, and how I got to be in number one in the nation is training 6 days a week. Instead of hanging out with my friends after school, I train for BMX and just go to the track.
You don't want to go?
No.
Come on. No? All right.
I'm like.
No. It's all good.
Put him in there.
I'm like
180. What? Hey, it's still good. Hey, it's still. Just what are you in the states though? I mean, just one state. Like.
Yeah, I'm first in my state.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, talk about it. How did you get there?
I'm sending Simon. Consistency.
It's all good. All right, so what are your guys' favorite part of racing?
Just gripping it, ripping it, you know? Got a tight little butt. Oh,
We're not talking dirty here.
You gotta get over them jumps. You gotta get down the backside.
Alright, keep going. Be serious, alright?
Okay.
I'm just kidding. You get great jokes, but no dirty jokes.
Okay. Yeah. So, just have fun, you know? Just get out there, have fun. You get to ride your bike. You get to do so much stuff. You get to travel around the country, everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Wait, what is it?
What's your favorite aspect of racing or BMX? What do you love about it most? What do you love about it?
Honestly, I love winning, but I suck ass. I'm pretty slow.
You're slow?
Yeah. Well,
why are you slow?
Because I come here, I put my time and work and train to get fast. I gotta race him.
He's
number one in the nation. It's kind of hard. I gotta race him too.
Yeah. Oh, you have to race like the top of the top.
Yeah. He's basically world one.
Yeah. World one, like in the world?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious, bro?
I'm basically world one.
You're number one in the world?
Yes.
I'm basically world one too.
That's crazy. All right, but keep going.
I don't know. Like, probably my favorite parts of BMX is probably working the straights and manualing. I don't do jumping. Suck ass at that. But, yeah, you just gotta grip and rip it. Grab the gas and haul ass.
Yeah.
What do you think?
My favorite aspect of BMX is probably just going to different competitions in different states, and like traveling the country and like hanging out with friends, I guess.
Yeah, my favorite part is probably, you know, getting in there, throwing a little bit of style, giving her a little pepper, you know. That's what it. Not too much salt, though, because, like, you don't want to eat it, but that's what's up.
Yeah, we can't be like Riley Allen.
My favorite aspect of racing is probably, like, hanging out with my friends, just seeing all the hard work, like, pay off, and giving the crowd what they want to see.
How does the hard work pay off? How does that hard work pay off? That's a good little bit.
The hard work pays off when when I get the results I want. Like, second and first, oh my God. Third and second aren't really counters for me anymore, so the results I need and want are first.
So what, okay, last question before we end it, or maybe one more question, depending on how long this takes, this one question. So what drives you guys to work harder than the average person? Because most of the average kid your age, because all you guys are under, you're 15, right? You got 15, 13, right? 12, what do you got?
13.
So all under 15 years old, how old are you? 13. Okay, so under 15 years old, what makes you work harder than the average person, kid, because most kids are just, you know, playing Fortnite or just, you know, playing video games. Well, I mean, I know you play Fortnite, but, like, most kids are just not after getting better outside of, I mean, spending 4 hours a day on your craft is insane. What drives you to do that? Is that a question?
Well, I basically just want to prove the world wrong, because there's all these haters and stuff saying you ain't going to do good. You know, you just got to get out there, you eat a whole bowl of creatine, and you just get to it. 4 hours, just put creatine in your water bottle, energy, drink about 5 monsters, you get hyped up, you want to be the best in the world, and you do whatever you want. You just go out there, you grip and rip. Yeah.
Nice.
Basically. Wait, what was the question?
What makes you work so hard on your craft? What drives you, what drives you to work so hard on your craft?
Basically. Whole lot of Red Bull. Like, shout out my sponsor.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right.
Basically, the drive, yeah, it's like what he said. Haters just prove the world wrong, you know? So everyone that told you couldn't do it, some you did it, you know? You want to get it up there, first spot, win grands, prove everyone wrong. Yeah. Shout out to Big B Super Camp.
So, wait, you want to prove the haters wrong? Why do you want to prove the haters wrong?
Fuck the haters.
Well, you've been told all your life you can't do this, do that, and you just feel like you just sometimes just want to quit the sport, and sometimes you're not motivated, but you got to push through it. You got to prove everybody wrong, because there's people out here that are so much faster than you, like Gage. I don't know what that old kid does, steroids or something, but he's so fast. Like, when I race that kid, he makes me not want to train no more. He makes me want to quit. The only way I'm going to beat him is if I try. Because that kid over there sitting there, he probably eats more than anybody in this house.
Really?
He eats a lot. And he's so skinny. Like, it's insane. But
you got some gains, though.
Yeah. But you just got to put the work in. And you just, yeah.
Huh?
Go fast on your bike. Throw some style. Beat Mad Dog.
Yeah, why do you want to beat the hater? Why do you want to, you know, get out past the haters? Why do you want to?
Prove them wrong.
Prove them wrong, yeah. Do they?
All the hating that they're doing, just showing they did nothing.
Do you experience a lot of hate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you experience? Like, what's the most people say about what you're doing? Like, they're just like, oh, you can't.
You're fucking slow. Your ass. Lick my sack. That's what people say.
But why do people? Is that coming from people that are better than you or worse?
Better and worse.
Better and worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha.
Fence. Thanks. It speaks. Yeah.
What drives you to work so hard? Or do you want to answer the hater question? Whichever one.
Which one works hard?
Why you work hard? All
right. I work hard because I have goals that I want to accomplish. And I write goals like every year to see, like, to like get to the point where I want to be at, and just to get to my goals and prove to myself that I am, like, good at this sport and just try to be the best I can.
Just want to go out there and have fun. Show everyone who's boss.
Throw up and just rip it.
Yeah. You know, get all those bangs in you and those monsters.
Do you guys really eat, drink a lot of bangs and monsters?
Yeah.
Like Red Bulls and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go out there and show everyone who you're made of and what you can do.
I just want to make a name for myself in the sport. Like, I don't want to be the person that just does the sport and then quits after a couple of years. I want to make a name for myself because I've worked so hard.
Why do you want to make a name for yourself?
Because I've worked so hard and I want to see, like, that it paid off.
Heck yeah. How much clout are we talking? I'm just no, but seriously though, how well known is this sport compared to other sports? Because I used to race BMX and like I didn't do very well, but like but like how well known is this sport? Like how many people would you say like know like the bet, like how many people are involved in this sport and how many fans are there? Like,
I wouldn't say too many. I mean, it's not like football, but I would say maybe at max like 150 to 250,000 riders in America.
You think?
Yeah,
that's about overall max. The age groups and everything, yeah. Including pros and all that.
Yeah, and then you got other countries that have the sport in it, like the Netherlands and all that. Probably the same around there, but. And like the Netherlands sport's so much bigger because they have bigger training facilities and better riders. But there's not that many fans because some people don't like to sit there for about 3 hours and watch people race bikes. But, I mean, in my opinion, it's fun. But other people's opinion, they just don't like it.
Yeah, sport is like definitely not one of the most well-known sports. It's nowhere near baseball or basketball. You know, people don't come here just to sit down and watch. We mostly, all of us, we just do it for ourselves or to prove something to haters. It's like this sport, it's like no money, like we said earlier. It's not well now. No people come to watch it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it just goes down, probably.
What?
It's probably just going to go down.
Really?
Yeah. It's the end. Anyways, all right, shout out to the homie Riley House. Fire triple.
A triple? What did he do?
Oh, he had a clean-ass triple. Homie Riley House.
Triple,
On a track, he was like throwing way too much style, slow as fuck, and sent a triple and ate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Riley Allen, at Riley Allen.
Is he really popular? Who's like, how much, like, how many people know, like, your guys' name? Like, how popular are you guys in your community? Just really quick. So we have 12 minutes, so we'll just go really quick, like, because I don't know if it's like, because if you're like, yeah, is it like people actually like riders look you up or like is it like what is it for all you guys?
I mean, I'm not the most popular person in the sport, but I feel like if you're like pretty decent at the sport, even if you're just like somewhat good, then like you're pretty popular because the sport itself is pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
So like the circle is pretty small, so like you can get like pretty popular pretty easily.
And what do you think?
Yeah, it really just depends on how you are and how good you do in the sport, because that's what it is. If you're going to be like the top dog in the sport, you're going to be more known. You could be known all around the world, but it just depends on how you do and how you show yourself.
Shout out to Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
So how well known are you like in the community, or just like out of those 250 people that ride, like how many of those people like know your name or like know of you? Just curious, like, because you said you wanted to make a name for yourself, right?
Well, where I originally lived in Washington State, I was in the newspaper there a couple times, but I'm averagely known. But
what is
not,
averagely known, like how, like, many,
like
1,000 in your state, and then like maybe like here and there throughout this country, or what?
Prevalent.
Yeah.
He's like famous, but he has a pretty good following for himself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of kids that like me. There's a lot of people that don't like me. Well.
So like,
I'm gonna prove them wrong.
Oh, did you have a question or something?
What? No.
So you know you're pretty well known across America.
Yeah.
And especially in your age group, like everybody in your age group probably knows your name. You think or no?
Yeah.
You think, is that true or am I being?
Yeah, everyone in my age group knows me because I pretty much win a little bit.
All kinds of winning.
Huh?
All kinds of winning?
Yeah. Just in January, I've won 14 races.
Really? Out of how many?
16.
Oh, wow. You got first in... Oh, wow. That's crazy. So, yeah, how many people... How many people know your name? I mean, how many people are in your age group, I meant?
The last race and the biggest race, there was about, I want to say 60?
60?
Something.
And that's like the top of the nation, like top 60?
60
But how many,
something.
Like, are lower than you? Like, how is there like 1,000 in your age group at least, in the States?
Yeah.
Out of the whole, there's a lot of people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Too many.
I appreciate it. Well, you guys want to shout out your Instagrams before you go? Or shout out what you want to shout out?
Yeah, my Instagram's at GunnerClay_BMX. Shout out, sponsored by Mom and Dad, you know? Shout out Box BMX, Rhino Power, Skull Candy, 100% Fly Racing, let's see, Sergeant S Squared, Rhino Power, everything.
All right. I told you to shout out what you're actually a part of.
I'm a part of all
that.
Oh,
okay.
Call Dad.
Shout out Arias Smith 2020, it's the IG. Shout out Gage Gumlicky. Shout out the Mad Dog Larson. Shout out Stance and Esco, my sponsors. And that's it.
Thank you. All right. You want to?
You can follow me at Braden_Laney on Instagram.
You can follow me at _Isaac_1.
With a Z.
Yeah, with a Z.
You can follow me at Boomerang Caden. And I'd like to thank all my sponsors, Answer BMX, Monster Energy, and Oakley.
Oakley. All right, you want to do anything?
Shout out Red Bull for the sponsor. Thanks for all the wonderful drinks you guys sent me this week. Later, bye.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. Be sure to subscribe and also leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And God bless. Have a great day.